Bushfire conditions around the West Australian south coast town of Esperance have eased overnight, thankfully, though there is an emergency warning still for a fire east of the town. But these fires have already left a terrible legacy. Four people have been killed, including local farmer Kim Kerno, who died while driving around seeing others to safety. Three other people apparently died while they were trying to save a horse. Hundreds have spent the night in evacuation centres. The ABC's Mark Bennett is in Esperance. As we go to air there, it's before four in the morning. Mark, thanks very much for joining us.
Good morning, Fran. It's a pleasure.
Mark, what's the latest on these fires? Are there any people still in immediate danger?
Well, the one that you mentioned that is to the east of Esperance, the Maryvale fire, that was a particularly severe one, and that's still burning 15,000 hectares. It is, as you mentioned, an emergency alert. But the conditions today certainly are so much better. The winds have really dropped. It's a lot cooler. And because the fire is stationary, they can get around and put some containment lines in there. They do have water bombers. So at a meeting that was held here last night by the Shire President and also emergency services people, they're thinking that by maybe 6 o'clock our time tonight, they may be able to make a call as to whether to allow people to start to go back into the area. But for the moment, it's still very much sealed off. The roads are blocked from the south and the north, and people are, as you mentioned, in the evacuation centres or in towns to the north.
These were obviously really ferocious fires. I know the firefighters described the worst of them as unstoppable. Someone else has described them as fast-moving. You flew over the fire ground yesterday. Give us a sense, can you, of the size and scope and speed of these fires?
Well, it was amazing, Fran. Honestly, I've covered this area for various fires over the years, and certainly the pilot that we had was a very experienced man, 47 years in this area, and he, in fact, farms in the very region where the fires were, and he said they were absolutely shocked at the speed of how this fire got going. It basically started what is now 3 days ago. It was a very small fire and didn't appear to do anything, but once the winds changed and picked it up, they were pushing it along at 25 kilometres an hour, which is an enormous distance for a fire to be covering, and dropping spot fires in front. And this is very large, open, broad-acre, flat country, and the crops were absolutely on the point of harvest. In fact, many of the vehicles I filmed from the plane were clearly still in the process of harvesting. You know, there were bin chasers that were burning. There were trucks that were burning in the paddocks, headers. And it had moved through at such a speed that everybody had literally jumped out of machinery and taken off for their lives. So it was very different to normal fire behaviour.
And Mark, some, of course, didn't make it, and it seems as though the speed of it is what caught those who died in these fires. Local farmer Kim Kerno, we know he was reportedly driving around warning neighbours about the fire. Can you tell us a bit about Kim and what we know about what he was doing?
Well, look, I haven't had a lot of information about him, but we do understand that he exactly as he described, was going around and alerting people, and it was a tragedy that the three decided to go back. They were actually on the run and trying to get away from the fire when they realised that this horse was still trapped in an area, and they went back, and the fire consumed them before that they could get out. It was, on his behalf, obviously an act of heroism that he was going around letting people know. The problem has been, of course, there's the lack of communication. The mobile phone towers have been knocked out. There's no power. Water has stopped flowing because the power has stopped as well. There's actually litter all over the roads. Power lines are down. It's a very inhospitable place for anybody at the moment.
Yeah, it just goes to the ferocity of it. Hundreds of people have been evacuated from their homes, not surprisingly, given what you just described. And there, as always, are some pretty amazing stories. Mark, let's have a listen to one.
My cousin, they were driving with a fire unit down the road, and they came across a large firewall that they had to go through, so race themselves, they just went through it with the ute. The ute caught on fire, things are melting, they caught on fire, they had burns to themselves, and they made it through. The utes are right off, but at least they're alive, they're safe.
It's pretty incredible. What have people been telling you about what they've experienced there at the evacuation centre, Mark?
Yeah, very similar stories of basically this wall of intense heat. I spoke to a young farmer who farms with his father up in this area, which is the Lort River, up towards Cascade. And they know that they've lost stock, but also the fact that they've lost their entire crop, which was it was going to be a bumper harvest. This is the one bright area in the southeast of the state, which was looking forward to an absolute cracker wheat harvest. And I have to say, the only word to describe the paddocks and the yards and everything was that it'd been vaporized. This is a very sandy country, and already the wind is starting to sort of blow. It was like looking down on a desert in parts. The fences had all gone. The trees were just literally matchsticks, what were left. It looked like a very, very intensive heat that had gone through, and some shearing sheds and outlying sheds around some of these big blocks. These are very, very big farms, so you can imagine the size of the infrastructure. It is really, really been going to take quite a long time before they can get back on their feet.
Yeah, and then as you say, the damage is immense by the sounds of it. Mark, thank you so much for talking to us so early in the morning, and we wish everyone there the best of luck with what's ahead of them. Thank you.
Thank you, Fran.
ABC reporter Mark Bennett in Esperance. He's been at the evacuation centres all night. And just a reminder, if you are listening in southern WA, you should probably switch to your local ABC radio station, ABC Esperance, for the latest emergency information. But as Mark just told us there, conditions have eased, thankfully. There is still one fire that is clearly an emergency warning for one fire east of Esperance. That remains in place. But if you want to get the latest, tune in to ABC Esperance on the AM dial for your latest information, or ABC News online.